I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Syrian rebel commander Abu Mohammed al-Ghalani pledged Tuesday to release the names of senior officials from ousted President Bashar al-Assad's government who were, quote, involved in torturing the Syrian people. Ghalani said in a statement that rewards will be offered to those who provide information about anyone involved in what he called war crimes. The pledge came amid questions about Syria's future governance following Assad's departure. Syrian rebels said al-Ghalani met with outgoing Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi Jalali for the first time Monday to coordinate a transfer of power. The fall of Damascus has raised concerns about what's next for U.S. troops based in the war-torn country who have been working with allies to keep Islamic State from resurging. VOA's Carla Babb has more from the Pentagon.
The U.S. military has about 900 troops in Syria to help Syrian Democratic Forces prevent Islamic State from resurging, with officials stating three primary interests now that the Assad regime has fallen. Here's Robert Wood, U.S. alternate representative to the U.N.
Our soldiers and personnel and all are protected. We want to make sure that our allies are safe and secure. We want to make sure that there isn't a humanitarian catastrophe.
The Pentagon says communication with allies is key. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has spoken with his Turkish counterpart about the ongoing Syrian developments. CENTCOM Commander General Eric Kurilla is in the region. He has met with Jordanian allies in Amman to discuss Syria, and officials say he plans to speak with other regional allies in the coming days. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
VOA's podcast, The Issue, takes you beyond the headlines, diving into the stories shaping our world. This is VOA News. The fall of Assad's regime renews efforts to bring home American journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria 12 years ago. His family says they have received evidence that he is alive. With Liam Scott, Christina Casito-Smith has the story for VOA.
The former Marine and law student turned freelance journalist was taken captive in Syria in 2012. Beyond a video taken after his capture, little had been seen or heard of him since. But on Friday, the family had new information to share. The new information places Tice in a prison in Damascus. After speaking with media Friday, 17 members of the family and some aides walked to the White House, in freezing temperatures, to speak with officials. And on Sunday, President Joe Biden reiterated his commitment to bring the journalist home. Christina Caicedo-Smith, VOA News.
Prosecutors in New York City have filed murder charges against Luigi Nicholas Mangione, the suspect in last week's shooting death of Brian Thompson, the chief executive officer of U.S. health insurer United Healthcare. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more details.
The 26-year-old remains jailed in Pennsylvania, where he's charged with possession of an unlicensed firearm, forgery, and providing false ID to police after his arrest at a McDonald's in Altoona. Court documents indicate he was sitting looking at a laptop in the rear of the restaurant wearing a blue medical mask. Police say a customer noticed him and an employee called 911. Altoona police responded, and Officer Tyler Fry says when he and his partner asked the suspect to lower his mask,
he didn't even think twice about it. We knew that was our guy.
The criminal complaint notes they asked if he'd been to New York recently, at which point Mangione became quiet and started to shake. In his backpack, they found a black 3D-printed pistol and 3D-printed silencer. I'm Ben Thomas.
Thompson's murder unleashed a wave of frustration from Americans who are struggling with the rising cost of health insurance and medical care, while health insurance companies often deny coverage. Authorities say six people were arrested in the Central American nation of Guatemala and the U.S. border state of Texas Monday on human smuggling charges in connection with the 2021 crash of a semi-tractor-trailer truck that killed more than 50 migrants. Authorities say the truck was packed with at least 160 migrants when it crashed into a support beam of a pedestrian bridge in Tuxtla Gutierrez, the capital of the southern state of Chiapas. Four people were arrested in Guatemala, while two others were arrested in Texas. The arrests were announced on the three-year anniversary of the accident. Guatemalan Interior Minister Francisco Jimenez said the defendants were part of a criminal structure called Los Kino. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.